Shalom. Hey, you may have noticed I look a little bit different than the last time you saw me. I've been through quite a health journey over the last number of months as I underwent a liver transplant after an emergency medical crisis. I want to say thank you for praying for me. You prayed me through. I'm here today because of your prayers. God answered those prayers, and I'm alive and well. Your prayers sustained me. God also performed an absolute miracle in my life, bringing me back to health. There's just so much to share right now, but you can read the whole story at jewishvoice.tv. Again, jewishvoice, one word, .tv. Again, thank you for all your prayers. Shalom, and God bless you.
Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice.
Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, Ezra Benjamin. Well, Israel once again is at war, and contrary to what some understand, this is not a fight between Jews and Arabs. It's not even a fight between Israelis and Palestinians. It's a war against terror that began with a horrific slaughter of over 1,200 Israelis on October 7th, 2023. Now, conflict in the Middle East has been going on for centuries, and with the latest attacks on Israel, it's back in the spotlight. It can be complicated, and it can be very confusing. It can feel hopeless and frustrating, and we ask the question, where is God in all this turmoil? Well, we're going to discuss that today. Ezra, this is a centuries-long...
Millennial-long,
Millennial-long, goes back all the way to...
Isaac and Ishmael, right? A family feud that's still feuding and fuming millennia later, even 5,000 years later, and it continues. And Jonathan, it's become so complicated in the last few months, and the war rages on, the conflict rages on, all these players, and we'll talk about them in a minute, but Hamas, and who are they, and Hezbollah on the northern border with Israel, what are they up to, and the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Palestinian Authority, and who even are the Palestinians? And
it is confusing.
It is, and unfortunately, what's happening, depending on where you subscribe, what news channel you're sort of honed in on, you're getting perhaps a narrative, and the problem is that all the headlines that are being highlighted or excluded are to support that foregone conclusion, that predetermined end of what you're supposed to think. And so what we want to do here today, it's not an easy task, is to try to uncomplicate what's going on. How did this start? What's really going on beyond the headlines? And equally as important, how should you as a Christian choose to stand and keep standing with Israel when it's becoming less and less popular to do so?
Yeah, when you look at the news, it's hard to support Israel because almost all the news networks, and I'm including CNN, I'm including Fox News, certainly BBC, Al Jazeera, and so on, are portraying Israel as the Goliath that is slaughtering thousands of innocent Palestinians.
And beyond the media channels, let's not forget the United Nations making declaration after declaration condemning Israel as an aggressor in the Middle East and a guilty of war crimes, murdering, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of innocent civilians. Nations, I'm thinking of Turkey, and then more recently, very sadly, the nation of South Africa said, we condemn the actions of Israel. We stand with the people and the state of Palestine, which is not a state. It's territories, but that's a story for another day. And actually went so far, Jonathan, as to say that Jewish South Africans who went to Israel to fight for Israel's survival during this war, upon re-entry to South Africa, would be arrested for war crimes.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
What is going on in the world?
Yeah, and they're equivalent of apartheid. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
And of course, the UN has sanctioned Israel more than any other country, including Iran, including North Korea.
It's
just ridiculous. Actually, more sanctions against Israel than these nations combined.
Yeah. So two things. First of all, you know, I'm remembering on October 7th, and my wife is from Israel, and we woke up to texts and messages from her family saying, you know, they live in the southern part of Israel, in the Negev Desert, closer to Gaza, not right on the border, saying, we're locked in our homes. The government said, don't open your windows, don't answer the door, because there's terrorists who may be trying to murder you. And we don't even understand what's going on. We're shocked. And hours later, the international spokesman for the Israel Defense Force, which we know as the IDF, the keyword there is defense. It exists to defend the people and the borders of Israel, not to be an aggressor in the region. The spokesman said this. He said, in the weeks and months that follow, this is going to become more confusing and more convoluted. But I want you to remember why it started today.
Yes. Well, let me highlight something I said at the opening. This is not a war against Arabs. Jews versus Arabs or Israelis against Palestinians.
Yeah.
This is a war against an organization called Hamas.
Right.
Hamas.
Right. And their friends, or not friends, but their partners in crime, literally Hezbollah, up in the northern border between Israel and Lebanon. And I think, you know, we'll talk in just a moment about what is Hamas and what do they represent in the first place. But Jonathan, it's so confusing. So many of the media sound bites and clips we're seeing are, you know, streets in London, in Los Angeles, in wherever, you know, anywhere in the world. And on one side of the street, you have the supporters of Israel with their Israeli flags. And on the other side of the street, you have the supporters of the Palestinian people with their Palestinian flags and these banners that say Free Palestine. And the media has allowed us to think that this is a battle between Jews and Arabs, which it's not, or between Israelis and Palestinians.
Right, which is absolutely false. Let me just state that again. That's false.
Right.
It's a false narrative. We're talking about terrorist organizations that have one goal. And their one goal is so pervasive that they're willing to sacrifice their own people as a means to an end.
That's it.
And we're going to talk. Which is shocking.
Yeah, we'll talk more about
specific
examples.
Terrorist organizations that are committed to destroying the Jewish people, ultimately worldwide, but pushing the Jewish people out of Israel into the sea. There is only a one-state solution in their mind, and it's not Israel.
Right. The two-state solution is media bait. We'll talk more about that
in
a moment.
It's a fallacy.
It's
an absolute fallacy.
Hamas, which it's interesting, in Hebrew, Hamas means violence, but that's not actually their name in Arabic, which is where they came up with the name Hamas. Hamas in Arabic means the resistance. Well, who are they resisting? They're resisting what their worldview says is the Jewish oppressive occupiers. And Hamas, let's be very clear, folks, is an Islamic jihadist terrorist organization. What do we mean by that? They are doing jihad. What's jihad? Jihad is holy war for the glory of Allah, which says we will not stop until everyone either converts to Islam or is eliminated. And their enemy number one is the Jewish people, who of course will not convert to their religion.
And October 7th is a reflection of their goals, which is to slaughter civilians.
Right.
They're indiscriminate. They're not discriminating between soldiers and civilians. They're not discriminating between adults and children, male or female. It's just slaughter fest. And that's exactly what we saw on October 7th. This is a war to eradicate Hamas, and Israel will not stop. They can't stop.
Jonathan, there's continual talk in the media, in international negotiations, and it's interesting. Some of the parties who actually funded the October 7th attacks are now mediating or trying to mediate a ceasefire.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. But that's a story for another program. But why can't Israel agree to a ceasefire, right? Israel's being vilified continually in the news. You should just lay down your weapons. How do you negotiate? I'm appealing to you, reasonable men and women. How do you negotiate with a group who says, in our charter document, we exist to eradicate the Jewish state and to exterminate Jewish people wherever they exist in the region?
And
there's no negotiating.
Let's talk about ceasefire, okay?
Yeah.
Ceasefire ignores the missile attacks that are constantly coming against Israel from Gaza.
Right.
It's almost like they don't exist.
Right.
We're talking about thousands of missiles against civilian populations, and they're just completely overlooked.
You know what you may not know is that October 7th was in the middle of a negotiated ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Israel said, we'll back off militarily, and Hamas will lay down their weapons. How did that work? How does a ceasefire work? It doesn't work.
And in truth, Israel is willing to cease their efforts right now, their military efforts, if the hostages are returned.
Right.
But it's now been removed as a condition.
Right, and hostages
remain
missing.
So the UN now is pushing Israel to enter into a ceasefire without the condition of returning hostages.
Right, and we've talked about this before, Jonathan, this idea of moral equivalency, right? That
yes.
somehow is Israel, the state of Israel, the Israel Defense Force, the government of Israel, and Hamas, this Islamic jihadist terrorist regime, are on equal moral footing. So quid pro quo, you give us back hostages, we'll give you back terrorists, everything's equal, but it's not. What you need to understand, even as you're praying, not just as you're watching the news, is that Israel is in fact in a war for her very survival against enemies, not unknown enemies with names like Hamas, resistance, and Hezbollah, which means the people of Allah, who said, we exist to destroy you, to push you into the heart
of the sea. There is no moral equivalency whatsoever.
And there's no negotiating.
I think it's important to mention that God doesn't love the Jews or the Israelis more than Arabs or Palestinians.
Absolutely.
God loves everyone equally, and we're grieving for the loss of innocent life.
Yeah.
Israel has no choice. Israel has to destroy Hamas.
Because they're committed to destroying her.
Absolutely. And that's not going to change.
Right.
The only thing that can bring change is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Yeshua, Jesus, Amen. The Messiah. That's
Amen.
It.
That's exactly.
That's the only
that's
the peace only plan thing. That will work.
Amen.
We need to take a short break, but we wanted you to see how you can partner with us to help those in Israel right now. Take a look.
Witnessing the destruction and widespread lies, you may be asking, what can I do? First, actively demonstrate your support for Israel. Even a small symbolic gesture, such as wearing a pin featuring the U.S. and Israeli flag, or a wristband with the words, Still Standing with Israel, can make a difference right in your own community. And remind you to pray for peace in the Middle East and for Jesus, Yeshua, to come soon. Second, equip yourself to state your own position with clarity and conviction. Jonathan's groundbreaking book, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, Seven Keys to Understanding Israel's Role in the End Times, reveals, in clear language, how current events and even anti-Semitism are all part of the end time scenario. Make a one-time gift of $40 or more, and we'll send the pin, bracelet, and book right out to you. Even better, become a new Shalom partner with a gift of $30 per month. And to say thank you, we'll also include this compelling print of travelers praising their way to observe the feasts at the Holy Temple. Titled Going Up to Jerusalem, this image evokes the desire of your heart to pursue and share the heart of God. As a new Shalom partner, your gift to Jewish Voice will also support emergency relief efforts of more than 80 ministry partners already on the ground in Israel. Call this toll-free number. Mail your most generous financial gift to the address on the screen. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or by scanning the QR code. Thank you so much for coming alongside Jewish Voice in our promise to stand with Israel.
מדהים שנתתם לנו, הכל הפינוקים, אין עליכם, אוהבים אתכם ממש, תודה רבה.
We'd like to thank you again for everything you do for us, here from Israel, from IDF. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And he's saying thank you to many of you that have partnered with us to provide things like rain gear, waterproof pants. It's been really cold this year, and we've provided gloves and boots.
Right, right. All the gear you would need to brave the Gaza Strip in the middle of winter. Some people don't realize Israel in the Middle East gets cold in the winter.
Yeah. Thank you for those of you that have partnered with us. We're so grateful.
We are.
And they're really grateful. They really are.
Right.
Ezra, I want to unravel a little bit of the confusion about all of these different groups. So in reality, Israel is most likely going to face a three-front war. You have Hezbollah in the north, you have Hamas in the south, and then you have the Palestinian Authority on the West Bank that have been relatively quiet, but there could be growing uprises over time.
Correct.
So
and
Israel, this little tiny country, is being squeezed, Mediterranean on one side, and then on three other sides, you have the potential of conflict.
Correct.
And
let's not forget the big brother a little bit of distance away, but a key player in this whole thing, Iran.
more
Iran,
than a key player, but the puppet master,
right,
if you will,
who's attempting over and over to enrich nuclear weapons, you know, and their intended, stated, broadcast purpose of having these weapons is one thing: to drive Israel, to drive the Jews. They won't even say the Jews, to drive the enemy, the Jewish people, into the heart of the sea.
Yep.
It's incredible.
And we should believe them. That's as
right.
soon as they develop a nuclear weapon with a guidance system that's effective, they will attack Israel.
Right. And what's interesting, Jonathan, is these groups represent or are led by leaders who've subscribed to different sects, if you will, of Islam. And given the opportunity, some of these men and some of these leaders would kill each other for their differences over how they see Islam. But here's the one interesting thing that they have in common. The state of Israel cannot exist, and the Jews have to be eliminated.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Right. The real war
yeah.
is not Israel against right. Hamas.
Right.
It's a spiritual war.
Exactly.
We're talking about a warfare in the heavenlies, a God who has declared in his word that he will restore the people of Israel
yeah.
to their God.
Right.
And they've received the land as an everlasting possession.
Exactly.
And you have the enemy of God, Hasatan, the
yeah.
devil,
right.
who's committed to the destruction of God's people, the Jewish people, as well as Christians, and eradicating God's word.
Sure.
That's the real battle.
It's a spiritual battle. And you may be listening saying, don't over-spiritualize this. Let's unpack just for a moment, we just have a few moments, what we mean by that. Genesis 12:3, God says to Abraham, I'll make your seed, literally your physical descendants, a blessing to all the families of the earth. So God has a destiny for the Jewish people to continue to exist and to be a blessing. Genesis 17:8, write these things down, check us on them. You're going to find this to be true. Genesis 17:8, God says again to Abraham later on that I will give this land, Canaan, the land of Canaan, to you and your descendants as an everlasting possession. So the enemy, as you said in Hebrew, Hasatan means the enemy, Satan.
Right.
The enemy of God has two things in mind, amongst others, but two primary things in mind. The eradication of the Jewish people, whom God promised he would preserve and make a blessing to all the families of the earth, and a commitment to making sure that those Jewish people never come back to the land God promised to bring them back to. It's a spiritual battle. And so these Islamic jihadist terrorist regimes, wherever they are, close to Israel, right on the borders in the Gaza Strip, thousands of miles away in Iran, are operating out of this, if you will, this kind of demonic counterfeit destiny. Instead of the land belongs to Israel and God will preserve the Jewish people, wipe out the Jewish people, wipe out the land of Israel and drive them into the sea.
I may be wrong in this statement, but I believe it's true. I would venture to say that the spirits, the demonic spirits at work that are embodied in these terrorist organizations may very well be the same spirits that drove Nazi Germany to try to eradicate the Jewish people.
Sure.
It's the same demonic underpinnings.
Sure. Or Haman, Haman to try to, you know,
exactly.
successfully for a period of time
and
write an edict to destroy the Jewish
and
people.
And Pharaoh and
right.
so on. Yeah,
yeah.
All of these efforts to destroy the Jewish people trace back to a spiritual root, Hasatan seeking to destroy God's plan, God's people, God's promises.
That's right. And that's why prayers for Israel are needed now more than ever. What do I do? I don't know what to do. Pray for Israel. Pray that the Lord would be victorious, which he will, in the spiritual battle that Israel and the Jewish people are in.
Ezra, just a prayer point that I want to mention, because we need to be praying specifically,
yeah.
not just for the peace of Jerusalem, but very specifically for the fulfillment of Shalom, which is God's plan of completion for the land and people of Israel. Hmm. Some very, very real threats. So
yeah.
many soldiers have been killed, as well as many in Hamas, as well as, sadly, many civilians.
Sure.
But they continue to fire missiles from Gaza.
Right.
What's more dangerous is the threat of Hezbollah, because they have far larger missiles, much better equipped by Iran, and they have been relatively restrained.
Yeah.
So Israel may very likely be facing an onslaught from Hezbollah in the north.
In fact, the week after October 7th, the week of October 8th, the leader of Hezbollah was asked in an international press conference, are you going to attack Israel as well? Hamas is in it. Are you going to join the fight? And they said, not right now, but our time will come and we will do it. So Israel's waiting, and it's a very tense time in the land of Israel.
Yes, and the decider is Iran.
Yeah.
Whenever they tell Hezbollah to move forward, they're hundreds of thousands of missiles capable of reaching every major city in Israel with accuracy. So that's a great threat that we need to be praying against. Of course, uprising in the West Bank, the Palestinian Authority, which has been relatively quiet, and then the continued efforts of Hamas.
Sure.
Absolutely dedicated to the destruction of Israel.
Yeah.
So this is a very precarious time for Israel. The good news is that he who keeps Israel never slumbers nor sleeps.
Amen. Amen. And Jonathan, just one point real quick. And I know so many of our viewers have written in or called us asking this question. To stand with Israel, does that mean I'm condoning the loss of innocent Gazan lives, innocent Palestinian lives? Because lives are being lost. The reason is Hamas is putting their own civilians up as human shields to protect themselves.
Yeah, and they have missile silos in hospitals.
Right, but let's be very clear.
Ridiculous.
You can stand with Israel. I want to just appeal to you. Resist the false choice right now. This is what you can do. You can stand with Israel and defend her right to defend herself. You can condemn the actions of Hamas and Hezbollah and any other Islamic jihadist terrorist regime and their violence. And you can simultaneously grieve for and pray for comfort in the loss of innocent human lives on either side of the border. We can be grieved for the loss of life in the Gaza Strip because of the violence of a terrorist regime.
We can, and we're doing what we can to help them as well.
Absolutely.
We need to do that. It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad. We want to show you how you can partner with Jewish Voice as we are on the ground in Israel making an impact right now. Stay tuned because Ezra and I will be back in a moment to pray for you and your family, as well as offer the gift of eternal life. Don't go away.
Witnessing the destruction and widespread lies, you may be asking, what can I do? First, actively demonstrate your support for Israel. Even a small symbolic gesture, such as wearing a pin featuring the U.S. and Israeli flag, or a wristband with the words, Still Standing with Israel, can make a difference right in your own community. And remind you to pray for peace in the Middle East and for Jesus, Yeshua, to come soon. Second, equip yourself to state your own position with clarity and conviction. Jonathan's groundbreaking book, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, Seven Keys to Understanding Israel's Role in the End Times, reveals, in clear language, how current events and even anti-Semitism are all part of the end time scenario. Make a one-time gift of $40 or more, and we'll send the pin, bracelet, and book right out to you. Even better, become a new Shalom partner with a gift of $30 per month. And to say thank you, we'll also include this compelling print of travelers praising their way to observe the feasts at the Holy Temple. Titled Going Up to Jerusalem, this image evokes the desire of your heart to pursue and share the heart of God. As a new Shalom partner, your gift to Jewish Voice will also support emergency relief efforts of more than 80 ministry partners already on the ground in Israel. Call this toll-free number. Mail your most generous financial gift to the address on the screen. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or by scanning the QR code. Thank you so much for coming alongside Jewish Voice in our promise to stand with Israel.
Two more things we need to do, Ezra, before we close.
Sure.
One, we need to pray for people that there's so many needs that have come to us.
That's right.
People that are really, really struggling. Even since COVID, there's been a lot of turmoil, a lot of challenges, depression. We not only read your prayer requests, we pray for your prayer requests. So we want to pray for people. We want to pray for Israel. And we want to offer people an opportunity to come into the gift of eternal life, which is offered free.
Amen.
All you have to give is your heart, and you have to be sincere. My life was changed over 40 years ago. Ezra, it's the greatest gift anyone can receive.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about praying for the peace of Jerusalem and peace in the Middle East, and maybe you're watching and saying, you know, I stumbled onto this program. I don't know how I even ended up here, but I don't have peace on the inside, and I don't think I ever have. And, you know, the Prince of Peace, Jesus, Yeshua, can give you that shalom, which passes understanding. You just have to invite him in.
He died for you. Yeah. He rose again from the dead and is offering you the same resurrection power, not only eternal life, but abundant life. And so if you haven't made that profession of faith, if you haven't called out to God, he's knocking on your heart and saying, come in and I'll share a meal with you. I'll live inside of you and transform your life. It happened to me. God will do it for you also.
Amen.
So just reach out and believe. I'm going to pray for you right now. And I want you to reach out and just trust God by faith. In the name of Jesus, I speak life, eternal life,
Amen.
To those who have not yet come into this truth. I say, come into the kingdom of God, receive forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life. Just pray that out. Ask God to come into your life and to forgive you and to transform you, and he will.
Amen.
And I pray, Lord, for families right now, for financial needs, for physical needs of healing, in the name of Yeshua, for family restoration. Lord, so many needs, but such a big God, we declare them answered, prayer answered in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
That's right.
Lord, for Jew and Arab alike, may they find the gift of eternal life.
Amen.
And may their lives be transformed through an encounter with you, the living God. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Now, if you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website, jewishvoice.tv, and you can find many helpful resources there. And also, you can send your prayer requests directly to us on the website. I want you to know that we care about you, and more importantly, God cares about you and loves you, and we will pray for your needs. We just won't read them. We will pray for them as well. So we're here for you. As we close our program, I want to remind you or encourage you to pray for the Jewish people and the Arab people, for Israeli and Palestinian. They need our prayers. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. Thank you, Ezra, for joining me today. And until next time, this is Jonathan Burness saying shalom and God bless you.